what you've done to me. Broke my heart from the start. Beat me down, you tortured me. Self-destructive, self-destructive, self-destructive.
Talking about the beat goes on, yeah, and the beat goes on, yeah, and the beat goes on. And the video scope, yeah, I am looking right into you right now. Macho Madness right now. Sugar is sweet and so is honey. Macho Madness is on a roll and it can't be stopped. No, unbelievable. Time distortion. Space is the place. Me and Gene Okerlund go down that lonesome highway, yeah. But don't be hypnotized, no. Reincarnation doesn't have to be. You can concentrate and you can mental telepathy, yeah.
But the beat goes on.
But the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on, and the beat goes on, and the beat goes on. You are listening to WFMU. My name is Paul Bruno. We are just about at the end of my program. Let me tell you, just heard in that abbreviated final set, just heard from the Motards, Self-Destructive, from their Saturday Night Special Ed album from 1997. Prior to that, Volcano Suns with Blue Rib from a 1991 7-inch. I think that's also on the Korean Rock album, if I'm not mistaken. For that, Mr. Pescado, Hideous Zurich, from their latest cassette, My Jerk Ghost, out now on the Fuzzy Warbles label. And atop the set, V3 with Star Artist from Photograph Burns from 1996. And for those wondering, there is an image on the playlist of the graphic novel Hyperbola by Jay Frontieri. No, it has nothing to do with V3. Just because Joe is our star artist for the show, creator of my logo, my several premiums I've done, and I just wanted to give his new graphic novel a plug, so do check it out. All right, anyway, it is about 5 o'clock, so it is my duty to tell you that you are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City, in Rockland County, at 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org. Sometimes I forget where we're being broadcast from. Anyway, so yes, thank you all for listening. Thank you once again to Therese for filling in for me last week. And I will hopefully see you all next week. Super Bowl Sunday, right? So yeah, come pre-game it with me, folks. I don't know if I'll be playing any Green Day. I kind of doubt it, but I think they'll be on after me. Anyway, you really need to check them out. Anyway, until then, everybody stay safe, stay healthy, and stay tuned to WFMU. And for Radio Row with special guest DJ, DJ B, coming up right now.
だけもうやだおバカバカあバカ元カレよバカな元カレ私のそばから消えてそして離れ離れになってもう何年過ぎるの私の中に空っぽが残った大体いつもと同じように支配するの知らないうちに縛りつけたバカモノカレーバカな私はあなたの一期一会振り回されて繰り返す日々虚しいのただ私の中に空っぽが残っただってまだあなたのことが好きだから寂しいだけのキスなんかに付き合っちゃうのかもしれない自分が傷つくってわかってるのに
「だったらついでに丸ごろうとストランプ」 Chao.
I'm
Everyone, you are listening to Radio Row on WFMU. My name is B, and this week I'm bringing you an hour of music from Japan. I used to host a radio show that focused on Japanese music for a number of years, and today I'm playing a mix of songs from that time as well as some new finds. You just heard Ajiko. Ajiko is a group formed by Ua, which is spelled U-A on vocals, and Asai Kenichi on guitar and vocals. Now, Asai Kenichi has many musical projects, some of which are Blanky Jet City, Sherbert's, and Jude. That was a live recording of Ajiko covering Blanky Jet City's song, Peppin', from their live album, Ajiko Show. Before that was a song from Asai Kenichi's 2006 solo album, Johnny Hell, you heard Kiken Sugiru. And Shino Ringo is providing the backing vocals on that song. In there as well was Tsushima Mirei with Baka Motokare from the album No Miso Shortcake. Now, Tsushima Mirei's songs have a lot of creative wordplay, and with that song, the title translates to Stupid X Curry. Kare is curry in Japanese, and kare with a short e in this case would be used for boyfriend, so it's a song about a stupid ex curry and a stupid ex-boyfriend. That set started off with Go-Go 7188 and their song Ukefune from the album Tategami. So up next, we're going to get more electronic. Here's Cube Juice with the song Explosion, the Dub Dog Spa mix from his first album In the Eye of a Willy Willy. And you're hearing it here on WFMU's Radio Row.
Magic Scale and Explosion. Tell it to cause it was made by viewer is who I think you is a riff. The extra sky future is bits kind of business. You see, center say, I'm sorry.
Kimoto kasate kan enna 失くしてしまった大切なもののために
今でも青が澄んでいる今でも青は澄んでいるどんな祈りも言葉も近づけるのに届かなかったまるで失格のような頬を伝ったら夏のような色の中奇妙のロープと抱かずとのどの奥に疲れてるまた会えるよねって
Anything. 払えないのかい。ならば、しょうがない。君にぴったりの仕事があるから。 染みついてきな。貼られた女、縛られた看板掲げたオーナー、高々ナイフで刺された容姿、鼻から合図のもう一人が聞くってる目さとし、死ゆるってお前は納得、超人と陰を咲かせた果ても真の真を奏でた前、決まれ座れ決まれや、殴れ殴れ殴れや、縛れ縛れ縛れや、生きてるパワーカット死んでる場所在進めるまでなく転がすくじめすどっちを向いてるか話してくんない。
Music by Pigeon Dust here on Radio Row. That was Invade Your Love from the release Bird Songs. Before that was Wotaku featuring Kaito with the song Shanti. So Wotaku is a Vocaloid producer, and Kaito is the Vocaloid voice that's used in that song. If you've heard the Garbage Time DJ Premium that was all Vocaloid, you'll have heard Wotaku and Kaito before. Then we had Taku Iwasaki, Yutaka Fukuoka, and Lotus Juice with YM32 from the Mononoke the Movie, The Phantom in the Rain soundtrack. And that's the first of the three Mononoke films that have been coming out in the last couple of years. Also in there was Good Vibes with Ao Nisomaru from the 2024 compilation Car Crash and Siren from Lost Frog Productions, which is Japan's oldest net label, founded in 1992. Now that song samples Ao no Sumika by Kitani Tatsuya and Specials by King Nu, both of which were opening themes for Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2. And that set started off with Cube Juice and the song Explosion, the Dub Dug Spa mix, from the album In the Eye of a Willy Willy. So hi everyone, my name is Bee, and this week on Radio Row, I'm featuring music from Japan. Some of the selections are from when I used to host a radio show focusing on Japanese music, along with more recent finds. But up next is a song that's been in my life for over 20 years, and I really hope many of you out there have a song like that too. It's an old friend. This is Bada no Hana by Kururi from their third album, Team Rock, here on WFMU's Radio Row.
人の心離れはしない、溢れる想い振りまきながら、あなたの元へ、あなたのために駆けて奇跡のように
心捨ててしまえぬ冷たいお酒ドライジン、あなたが帰る日、その夜まで一人で待ちましょう。
閉じれたい。
キスは邪魔よ。
甘酸っぱい甘酸っぱい甘酸っぱい。
素敵な関係。
いいね。
Hi, this is Bea, hosting Radio Row this week, and you just heard Maki Nomiya of Pizzicato 5 and Ken Yokoyama of Crazy Ken Band with Onnai Doshi from Maki Nomiya's 2022 album New Beautiful. So, Onnai Doshi means the same age, and the two of them really are the same age. The Seatbelts before that with Goodbye Julia. And that's the song that Gren plays in the Jupiter Jazz episodes of Cowboy Bebop. However, it didn't get released on a soundtrack until the film, so you can find that on the Cowboy Bebop film soundtrack, Future Blues. Matsuo Kazuko in that set as well with Dry Gin, originally released in 1962. I was playing that from the compilation Tokyo no Yoro wa Tanoshi, 1960s Tokyo Love Story. And then from 1969, we heard Hide and Rosanna with Roma no Kiseki from the album Itari no Kyujitsu. That set started off with Bara no Hana by Kururi, which is spelled Q-U-R-U-L-I, from their album Team Rock. Well, we've come to the end of the show. Thank you so much for having me, and thanks to all of you out there for listening. I had a really fun time playing these songs for you. But before I go, let me remind you, you are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, broadcasting in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Thank you so much for listening. Bye! Thank you.
And now,
why do we listen to dead people?
Starring
Harold Gimbel
and
Colin Bryant.
Not that thing again.
Only listen to dead
people. Hey.
Hey, whose voice is that? Haven't heard that voice on the airwaves in how many weeks?
A lot of weeks.
Wow.
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
I'm so happy to be here. It's another episode of Why Do We Only Listen to Dead People? I'm Carol Gimbel with my co-host,
Colin Bryant.
And what was that we just heard?
Well, it was interesting that J.S. Bach, who wrote, you know, six suites for violoncello senza accompagnato. And then Schumann goes and says, oh, so what if he said senza accompagnato? I'm going to write accompagnats for all of them, and which he did. And he also did for all six of the violin suites, too. So,
you mean partitas and sonatas?
Well, suites, I guess you call them. You know, in the old editions, they call them all six sonatas.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Absolutely incorrect. Yeah.
Oh. Well, so where did that come from?
That was Schumann's piano accompaniment to the...
Yeah, but I was going to say where it came from, why we played this. But I guess you didn't already say what it was.
I didn't say what... Yeah, I'm so bad. You know, 2 weeks ago, I missed two back announcements.
Okay, well, we don't have to talk about what happened 2 weeks ago.
I know, but I just got to not miss...
But everybody wants to know what we just played.
Julius Klingel, who was... he was the cellist with the... I think he was principal cellist with the Berlin Philharmonic. That was made in 1927. And his pianist, E. Steinberger... I couldn't find his first name to save my life. That was Schumann's piano accompaniment to the Bach cello suite. In the sixth cello suite in D major, the Sarabande movement.
Okay, he was a member of the Gewandhaus Orchestra of Leipzig.
Gewandhaus of Leipzig. You see, this is my brain. My brain, this is your brain on too much TMI.
Okay, but I really want to talk about where this came from and why we played this.
There's a reason. Well,
there's always layered reasons.
Where has Carol been all your life?
Wait, am I boring you?
All of her. No.
Okay.
I'm excited. Everybody knows where you've been, you know.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Where have I been?
You've been at the International Viola Congress 2026.
Which the 50th anniversary.
50th one, which took place this year. It takes place in a different city every year. This year it was in Paris, France.
Say it so like one person
can
understand
it. Yes.
Okay, so there was this fabulous presentation by Ed Klorman, who is a wonderful violist and scholar. He is currently a professor of music at the University of Wisconsin, Madison. And he just... published a new book called Bach, the Cello Suites, and did this amazing talk about the cello suites. And
need to know that the cello suites are a staple of violists.
Well, I was just about to get to that.
Go for it. Yeah, you don't need me.
So it's a main staple of the viola repertoire to play the Bach cello suites. And one thing that I loved about this talk is that I'm loud? Am I too loud? I guess I'm too close to the mic.
Okay. That's unusual. I've got you like cranked way down.
Oh.
They've done something.
I'm just,
you know,
so excited that I'm like super
loud. Scott was
loud.
In here. No, you're just the same as always.
Okay.
I think Scott's been in here like working some wizardry on the electronics.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Can I like finish a thought?
Sorry about that. Just, wow, it was, yeah.
Okay.